You know, I know there are some people who don't think that this March 27th letter is a big deal. And, you know, some opinion people who appear on this network who may be pushing a political agenda. But, you know, we have to deal in facts. And the fact is that this letter from the special counsel, and it was one of at least three contacts with the attorney general between March 25th and March 27th, was a clear indication that the attorney general was upset, very upset, with the letter that had been sent out by the attorney general and wanted it changed or wanted at least added to, and the attorney general refused to do so. He felt the attorney general's letter was inaccurate. He says in the conversation he was talking about media coverage. That's not what he said in the letter. What he says in the letter is you didn't reflect what we found in the report. And there are a lot of people, having read now the full report, or as much as it has been not redacted, you know, agree that he didn't reveal what was fully in the report. Again, those aren't opinions. That's not a political agenda. Those are the facts.